This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Here now, the news for April 24th, 2023. Disney is initiating the second and largest wave of previously planned layoffs today and expects to reach 4,000 of its projected 7,000 staff cuts by Thursday of this week. The layoffs are not set to affect regular theme park employees. Approximately 28,000 cast members were already laid off during the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Executives at the Walt Disney Company were asked by Iger to identify thousands of potential layoff candidates in an effort to cut nearly $5.5 billion in costs. Iger is reportedly on a push for profitability as his return to the company continues, and the letting go of executives is reportedly just the start. The first round of layoffs began in late March, and the company's restructuring comes after previous CEO Bob Chapek was fired last November. And man, that still doesn't get old saying that. An additional final round will take effect before the start of summer 2023. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board has released a document outlining the reasons why they plan to declare Disney's final development agreement with Reedy Creek null and void. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board, formerly known as the Reedy Creek Improvement District, will meet on Wednesday to declare the February 8, 2023 development agreement and declaration of restrictive covenants created by the Reedy Creek Improvement District and Walt Disney Parks Resorts void and unenforceable. Before this meeting takes place, the board publicly released legislative findings, including their reasoning for nullifying the February 8th agreements. Most of their arguments stem from the fact that the legal counsel discovered a deficiency in required notification. They state legal issues with Reedy Creek posting notices of the new developer agreement, including both timing and reaching all interested parties. They claim Disney's announcements regarding changes to Reedy Creek legal agreements were not sufficient to appease the law. Prior to the January 25th and February 8th board meetings, the district published notices of intent to consider a development agreement in the Orlando Sentinel. The notices were published on January 18th and 27th, respectively. The Orlando Sentinel is a newspaper of general circulation and readership in both Orange and Osceola counties, and such notices published in the newspaper did not fully inform the public or other property owners of the purposes of the contents of the development agreement and how other property owners and the taxpayers of the district were affected by such proposed agreement. The document also claims, quote, the benefits of the development agreements are entirely one-sided and the district receives nothing in return. The board claims that the only potential benefit the district in the development agreement is that when Disney obligates the district to construct public facilities that require land that Disney owns, Disney will not request payment for the land in excess of fair market value. The last page of the legislative findings, point 92, states, quote, neither the development agreement nor the restrictive covenants are in the best interest of the district or the taxpayers or public, and the board has no desire to readopt or ratify such instruments. If you'd like to read the full document, you can find it on our website. The information regarding Reedy Creek begins in the section labeled 8.1. Following the Maleficent dragon catching on fire during Fantasmic at Disneyland this weekend, Walt Disney World has temporarily suspended the fire effects of the Maleficent dragon float in the Festival of Fantasy Parade at the Magic Kingdom, as well as fire effects in many other shows across property, namely the other ones that come to mind. The Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular has cut back some pyro. Disney said in a statement that they are, quote, temporarily suspending fire effects similar to those used in Disneyland Park's Fantasmic at select shows and entertainment experiences globally out of an abundance of caution. That means at Disneyland Paris, their Maleficent dragon float in their parade will not be breathing fire either. There will be no changes to Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios, though, as their fire effects are quite different from those at Disneyland and that they are very old and have never been updated. The Maleficent dragon float, of course, usually breathes fire periodically in the parade. The Maleficent dragon float, of course, had a similar incident back in 2018 when its head caught on fire. The fire was put out quickly, but the float was missing for about 9 months, which we thought at the time would be its longest break. But of course, then COVID-19 happened. But it is these Maleficent dragons continuing to catch on fire. What a wild, wild, wild thing. It's unclear when Fantasmic will return at Disneyland. Obviously, the dragon was completely destroyed, and we'll have to wait and see what happens with the show out there. During our visit to the Magic Kingdom, we observed that the banners featuring Mary Blair's concept art from Cinderella have been taken down and replaced with updated versions of the pre-50th anniversary celebration banners. The blue, purple, and gold banners look vibrant and refreshed, and these have the same graphic that was there before the 50th. But now, of course, as we slowly remove the 50th, these things all have to go away. Of course, they are preparing in the moat to drain that so they can remove the rest of the decorations from Cinderella Castle. I am stunned that it is taking this long to remove the 50th anniversary. I a couple nights ago at the boardwalk, I noticed there's 50th banners still up. And I'm like, how did it take you 10 minutes to take those down? I don't know what is going on that 3.5 weeks later. Like the castle, sure, but there's so much little stuff still up. And we still got the 50th icons on the Fab 50 character statues. And, you know, when I hate to be this guy, I'm going to be the old man yelling at clouds for a second. When I was a kid, we used to come Thanksgiving week and they would literally decorate all of property for Christmas overnight. That meant every hotel, every shop, every restaurant, every park, everything was done in one night. We now can't remove 50th anniversary decorations in the course of 3.5 weeks. It's kind of crazy. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacations. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guest Vacations and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. The best part is all of their services are 100% free. Head on over to BeOurGuestVacations.com/WDWNT, and the team will design your next magical trip from the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts to aboard the Disney Cruise Line to Adventures by Disney and more. Disney Parks has shared a short video about the famous Hatbox Ghost of the Haunted Mansion, teasing the ghost is coming soon to the Magic Kingdom version of the ride. An exact date for the Hatbox Ghost's arrival at Magic Kingdom has not yet been announced, but he's scheduled to materialize this year, and many think likely before Halloween. Personally, again, no source on this or anything, wild guess. I'm going to guess when the movie comes out. Haunted Mansion movie coming out this summer, and Hatbox Ghost is very much in it, according to the trailer, so that's what my money's on. But of course, the Hatbox Ghost was in the original Disneyland Haunted Mansion on opening day. It didn't quite work as well as Imagineers had hoped, so they ripped it out just days later. And there was mysteries for many years about if it existed or not. I remember very clearly, probably a little over a decade ago, when the Disney fandom online sort of discovered photographic proof of its existence and what a cool moment that was. And then to follow that chain of events to them eventually adding the Hatbox Ghost back at Disneyland in 2015. Very cool thing, and now it's also very cool that it will finally come to Florida. A group of guests were caught cooling off and drinking in the France Pavilion water fountain at Epcot in a new viral video. Shayna Reed, or Magic by Shayna on TikTok, shared her video of the incident. Two guests were fully lounging in the fountain while a third was standing in it. They seemed to be part of a larger group, all wearing matching purple tank tops. You can watch the video on our site. Reed didn't know if the guests were caught by cast members. Such behavior, of course, could lead to being ejected from the theme parks or permanently banned from Walt Disney World. From what we heard from people that looked into it further, we didn't feel the need to. But apparently, a lot of the dance groups are in town for the competition, which is a pretty regular thing here at Walt Disney World. This is some team from Alberta, some dance team from Alberta. You know, Canadians known for their kindness, so somewhat surprising. But this is pretty wild, and I'm so curious as to how long it took for them to get pulled out of that fountain. But we may never know. We'll keep an eye on the police reports. Maybe in a couple weeks we'll find out. Moana has arrived at Disney's Animal Kingdom for Earth Day and the park's 25th anniversary. The new Moana meet and greet can be found on Discovery Island and is set to stick around, though, long after the celebration is over. It is a permanent offering. Moana is meeting guests at Character Landing, a former Discovery Riverboat station from when the park opened. That's right, there was a boat ride, folks. And in the past, it also housed a Winnie the Pooh and Friends meet and greet back when I was a young lad, and a Pocahontas meet and greet in later years. And as you enter the queue, you'll notice they have some Moana music playing, but also music just with a Hawaiian and Pacific Island inspiration as well. Very nice loop, very enjoyable. The space is now decorated with banners reminiscent of those seen in Moana, but these depict scenes and iconography from the main character's journey. Her animal companions, Pua and Heihei, are pictured on banners, and other images include the seashell that young Moana finds early in the film, Maui's hook, Moana's boat, and the ocean waves. And behind Moana is a shell-shaped tapestry depicting boats and her grandmother's manta ray spirit passing through the ocean in front of the island of Montanui. This is Moana's first regular meet and greet at Walt Disney World. She also appears in the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade at the Magic Kingdom and has had meet and greets during Run Disney races and as well at some after-hour parties at the Magic Kingdom. In the meet and greet, Moana wears the necklace she stored the Heart of Tafiti in. And according to My Disney Experience, Moana will be greeting guests starting at 9:15 a.m. daily. Her final greeting time will start at 3:50 p.m. and end at 4:30. The lines were very long this weekend, so I recommend rope dropping it. Get there as quickly and as soon as you possibly can. If you want to watch our meet with Moana, you could do so right here on the channel. It's very cute. Our reporter, Nana, shared a dance with Moana. It's very touching. Tell you what's not touching. The eye of the audio animatronic Flick in It's Tough to Be a Bug is very, very broken at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Of course, during the show, Flick pops out of the ceiling, and his left eye, in this case, is stuck under his eyelid, making for a rather scary appearance of Flick in the show currently. You know, we love to talk about maintenance here, because and coming off of 3 weeks in Japan, where we just kept actively looking for a burnt-out light or anything small and broken on any attraction. It's near impossible to find there. And then you go to Animal Kingdom, and the main character in a show looks like he's possessed. And I can't believe it's allowed to operate like that. I cannot believe that that is considered show-ready, to have a character with a whole eye just missing. It's insane. Hopefully this gets fixed soon. What's ironic is Hopper, who has always been the problem figure in that ride, looked fantastic. He looked great on Saturday, but Flick not so much. Disney, come on. Get this fixed. Do not open rides in this state. It's embarrassing. Today's episode of News Today is brought to you by the Unlock Magic app. Download the app at unlockmagic.com, and it'll find Disney dining reservations for you so you don't have to. Just put in the request and wait for the app to send you notice that a reservation is now available, and then you can book it. You can schedule the app to search for reservations beyond the 60-day window, so as soon as they become available, it's searching for you. It offers unlimited dining reservation finder requests for only $5.99. You can download the app from the link in our description and use code WDWNT for a 30-day free trial. The app also shows DVC room availability, attraction wait times, discounted tickets, crowd calendars, and exclusive community chats. So head on over to unlockmagic.com. Starting back on April 15th, the Tokyo Disney Resort kicked off its 40th anniversary Dream Go-Round celebration, which features the wonderful new Disney Harmony and Color Parade at Tokyo Disneyland, which you, of course, can watch right here on the channel. It's got over 100,000 views, and I will have an honest review of it for you very soon this week. Of course, lots of other stuff going on as part of that event. Perhaps the most special of all the offerings is a new themed hotel room at the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel, available only for a limited time. We actually got to stay in one. We have a room tour you can watch right here on the channel. Please go check it out. There were some pretty cool gifts and some very cool decorations. All right, I'm going to put a little warning for the next story. Those of you with small, younger children, you may want to pause the show, get the kids out of the room for the next one, because it is one of the weirdest stories we have ever read on this program. But I have given you warning, and here we go. A New Jersey man was caught smoking, watching pornography, and masturbating, all while riding Remy's Ratatouille Adventure at Epcot last month. Robert Fitzpatrick, age 36, was arrested and has been charged with a misdemeanor charge of exposing his sex organs, according to Orange Circuit Court records. He turned out to already be a wanted man. There were warrants out for Fitzpatrick's arrest for sex crimes in both California and New Jersey, according to the sheriff's arrest report. Further details on those out-of-state charges were not included in the report. Disney cast members were first leery of Fitzpatrick when he wanted to sit alone in a rat vehicle on the ride on March 29th, according to the arrest report. Quote, generally, guests share the cart with other people, and it was suspicious that the guest was in the cart alone, said police. Several cast members monitoring the attraction in the surveillance room saw Fitzpatrick smoke and touch himself. Twice they stopped the ride and made a loudspeaker announcement that smoking was not permitted on board. The ride continued on, and Fitzpatrick began looking at porn on his cell phone and put his hand down his pants, said the report. Fitzpatrick then pulled out, well, you know what, in the open and continued to do things inside the ride cart. One cast member said he finished before leaving the ride vehicle. The sheriff's investigator obtained the Disney surveillance video that shows the incident. Quote, it should be noted, although Robert was alone inside his cart, the cart has vents open to the public and is constantly being recorded while the ride is in motion. The following day, Disney and law enforcement dealt with a second incident at Epcot where another man was arrested for exposing himself. Sheriff's deputy was back at Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, that's right, on March 30th, the same attraction, where a Disney manager reported Sherwin Shagan was constantly causing issues inside the park. He threw items on the ground when authorities escorted him out of Epcot. Shagan waited for a taxi to take him back to his hotel, and the deputy was writing the trespass paperwork when Shagan pulled down his clothes, exposing himself to those present, said the report. He has also been charged with exposing his sexual organs, a misdemeanor, according to Orange County or Orange Circuit court records. The public defender's office, which is listed as the attorney representing both Fitzpatrick and Shagan, could not be reached for comment. What is happening? What is the people in the fountain? And then when you think the people in the fountain is going to be the craziest story of the weekend, and then that happened. I don't even know anymore. I don't know what's happening anymore. Is it just social media and the internet has made this all, more visible? Were these things happening before? I don't know. I think people have gotten crazier. That's me. Let me know in the comments you agree. I just think people have gotten COVID and did something to everybody, and it's all gotten out of control. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make the show happen every week, and a special shout out to all of you we saw at Animal Kingdom's 25th anniversary this weekend. It's good to see you. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more. New episodes drop every Tuesday on WDWNT.tv.